By comparison, multi-house dweller and evil Republican rich guy John McCain received $1,699,525 from the industry. That's over 40% less than Obama took. Now, the hedge fund managers, status bankers, corporate lobbyists, and lax regulators Obama incessantly cursed are the same ones whom he has appointed to fix the system and culture they created, and from which they all profited greatly. We can't afford 8 more years, or 4 more years, or 1 more year of the failed economic policies that George Bush has put in place, Obama proclaimed on the campaign trail. But just like George Bush, Barack Obama is relying on Goldman Sachs Wall Street power brokers to engineer massive government interventions to rescue failing businesses with the tax dollars of ordinary Americans. Obama had assailed John McCain for being in cahoots with CEOs and hedge fund managers. How are the myriad public-private partnerships Obama has embraced between government and corporate interests any different? Larry, the hedge fund manager. In the final weeks of the 2008 election season, the man of the people met his match. Campaigning in Ohio, Barack Obama came upon Joe Wurzelbacher, who had been playing football with his son in his front yard. "Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?" the plumber asked the candidate. "It's not that I want to punish your success," Obama replied. "I just want to make sure that everybody who is behind you, that they've got a chance at success too. My attitude is that if the economy's good for folks from the bottom up, it's going to be good for everybody. If you've got a plumbing business, you're going to be better off. If you've got a whole bunch of customers who can afford to hire you. And right now everybody's so pinched that business is bad for everybody. And I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody." The McCain campaign seized on Obama's wealth redistribution gospel. The videotaped confrontation between Obama and Wurzelbacher went viral on YouTube and was invoked in a presidential debate. Obama lashed back. At a late October 2008 rally in Richmond, Virginia, Obama snarked, "I had a nice conversation the other day with Joe the plumber. Joe's cool. I got no problems with Joe. All I want to do is give Joe a tax cut. But let's be clear who Senator McCain's fighting for. He's not fighting for Joe the plumber. He's fighting for Joe the hedge fund manager. John McCain likes to talk about Joe the plumber, but he's in cahoots with Joe the CEO." A month later, Obama appointed Lawrence Summers, let's call him Larry the hedge fund manager, as director of the White House National Economic Council.